Welcome back to Sports Today for yesloans.com.au to the Nude Nut and Steve Sell and his team. Make sure that you give them a call. The man that is joining us from the Fremantle Dockers has been in ripping form. His name is Stephen Hill. Welcome to the program, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you going after, well, Thursday night footy? What do you reckon of Thursday night footy?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a good turnout with a crowd. And, it's, you know, we get that extra sort of break to this week coming with Brisbane. So, you know, a bit of extra recovery.
You also got a bit of time on Friday night to relax and spend some time with your teammates and a few of the past champions of the footy club. Did you have a good time at Pav's testimonial?
Yeah, it was a great night. It was good to have, you know, as you said, the past players and, speak about Pav and, really enjoyed the night.
Did you learn anything? Did those old blokes teach you anything? Did they try to lead you astray, Hilly?
No, they didn't really talk to me too much. I think they were there to enjoy themselves and, be there to celebrate for Pav, you know, so it was a good night.
You must be enjoying your own form this year, mate, playing in a few different positions and spend a bit of time at halfback on the weekend or on Thursday night. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been good to, play a few different roles and, have that flexibility to go down back and also play in the midfield. So, yeah, I've been enjoying it.
Is Aaron Sandilands your favourite player? Because every time he gets the ball, and he had 17 handballs on the weekend, I've noticed that he gives them to you nearly 90% of the time.
Yeah, well, I guess, when I see the dig fell, I like to run past and try and get a kick. So, he's great and, just try and work off him because, he's really dominant in the air. And, it's good to be able to have him and work off him and, get the ball into some good users.
He was terrific on the weekend, but I thought Michael Walters was the match winner. Without his four goals, it could have been a different story. He seems to be getting back to his All-Australian form from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was, really dangerous on the weekend and, really lively up forward. So, yeah, it was good to see him kick a few goals. And, I think there's a number of guys that really contributed on the night. And, it was great to get the win in the end.
What about your own, score? You're getting involved. 8 score involvements on the weekend. Kicked a couple of goals yourself. You've been winning a lot more contested possession. You had 9 contested possessions against the Gold Coast Suns, 8 against Richmond in a crucial win against the Tigers. In that loss against the Tigers. This is something that obviously, you've probably been challenged to get better at as a group.
Yeah, got to be able to win the contested footy as well and then use it well on the outside. So, it's been good. And, with our midfield group, we've got some pretty good, strong inside players, winning the ball. And then we got some good runners on the outside, Daniel Pearce and stuff. So, it's good to be able to get that contested footy.
The big question, Hilly, is going to be the forward structure going forward, particularly in big finals. You need some big key forwards to stand up. Pav's obviously doing most of it on his own at the moment. How do you see that playing out in the next couple of weeks? Do we see Tabanar come back in? Do we see Zach Clark get another opportunity? Or they stick with big Jack Hanneth and maybe also Griffin coming into the side?
Yeah, it's a tough one because we've got a few guys there, playing at Peel that, hopefully they can keep playing well down there and give us some options. Pav's, he's a great player and, he needs some help at times. So, Jack Hanneth playing on the weekend, whether it's Tabanar coming in, we need them contributing and, really competing in the air and giving us small forwards a good chance.
I think, though, when you have a look, Tabanar played 10 games, 11 goals. You've kicked 9. Fife's kicked his fair share of goals. Barlow, Mundy, the midfield, Lockie Neal has been so productive. So it's been really important that the consistency from that midfield has kept the momentum going because it certainly hasn't been a very productive forward line, Hilly, and it's starting to, from where I sit anyway in the commentary box, which is easy sitting down, mate, it's starting to put more pressure on the rest of the structure. That's how I feel. How does it feel for you out in the ground?
When we, get a good spread of goal kickers, especially, getting some mids to contribute, that's when we're playing some pretty good footy, not just relying on the forward. So, we've got to make sure we get a good spread and, the mids are working both ways, getting forward and defensively. And, so we've got to make sure, it's very important that we keep doing that, and hopefully, you know, the forwards, you know, can keep working and, you know, give them plenty of entries and work off that.
Now, a few of your supporters ring the radio station and said, oh, you blokes keep falling over because when it's night time, it gets dewy and you don't wear the right boots. Whose job is it to pick the boots that you wear?
I guess it's probably the player's choice. You know, they have to make sure they're wearing the right footwear. And, you know, yeah, there's been times where we have been slipping over way too much. And, you know, I guess some guys choose not to wear screw-ins and others do. So I don't know, it's whether it's footwear or, you know, it's, you know, because when it is slippery, you've got to make sure you're wearing the right footwear. And, you know, we've got to try and fix it.
Back when I was playing, Hilly, we used to train at the time that we were going to play on the weekend. Are you guys still doing that? Because it seems that probably not conditioned to some of the slippery conditions, particularly in those night games.
We just do our training in the mornings each week. So, you know, it's the same time every week.
How do you see Brisbane, mate? They've got a capable midfield. You know, Beams, Taylor, Zorko, Redden. Rockliffe is most likely going to be back in that team. We'll be having a yak to him a little bit later on tonight, so we'll throw that one at him. Christensen's playing some better footy now. So how do you see the Brisbane Lions? They're not a side that's going to be a cakewalk, are they?
No, definitely not. Yeah, as you said, they've got some great players there, and we know it's going to be a tough one. We're going to have to, you know, be at our best, and you know, we've still got a lot of improving to do. You know, we want to score more, so yeah, it's going to be a tough one. We've got to make sure we prepare well this week and come out firing.
And Ross Lyon caught up with the Carlton hierarchy during the week. We don't believe it was about him leaving the Fremantle Dockers, but potentially about some of the assistance that Fremantle might have. Give us a bit of an indication of whether you think some of them are ready to handle the vigours of the top job,
yeah,
particularly Sumich, Lloyd, Simon Lloyd, and also maybe Brett Kirk.
Come on, who's your favourite, Hilly? Who would you select if you were going to pick a new coach?
No, you know, they're all great coaches, so hopefully we can keep them all. So. Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Is one of them ready for the top job, Hilly?
I'm sure there probably is, because, you know, our assistants and all our coaches are doing great jobs. So, but yeah, I'm confident they'll all be staying with the Dockers.
Good to hear.
Thanks for your time, mate. All the best for the weekend. Look forward to seeing you in action. We'll be calling it live here at 882 6PR. Take care.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Stephen Hill here on Sports Today for yesloans.com.au. Back to your calls. 9221 882 is our number. Join us.